YC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal.
Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, and welcome to West Valley League District Basketball. Your Amity Warrior girls taking on the Eagles of Santa Am Christian in a rematch from two games during the regular season, of course, both of which the Warrior girls were able to win. Warriors defeated Santa Am Christian back on January 3rd at Santa Am Christian 37-25, and then knocked them off here on the 23rd of January 39-21. So both games in pretty convincing fashion, and we'll talk about some of the challenges this Eagles team presents and some of the goals that Reg has set for his team tonight. Warriors come into this 10-2 in the West Valley League, 17-7 overall, the number 2 seed in the district, number 8 ranked in the state. Santa Am Christian, 7-5 in the West Valley League, number 3 in the league coming into the district tournament, number 22 overall in the state. They have a 9-11 overall record. And part of the reason they have a 9-11 overall record is because they played the likes of Blanchette Catholic, who is one of the top-ranked teams in the state, number 4. They played Pleasant Hill, the number 9 team. They play Cresswell, who is ranked number 14, lost to them. And then they played some non-league stuff against Toledo, Ashland, Klamath Union, teams like that. And then within league, of course, they lost to Dayton twice and Amity twice. So all of those things don't really hurt them as much as it might be indicated overall, because they did a good job against the teams that were kind of equal to them or lesser in terms of their ranking in the state. So the Warriors come into this looking for an opportunity to go to the district championship game on Saturday evening. It'll start about 5 o'clock from Central High School. And that would be against, of course, the Dayton Pirates, who were 12-0 in league and are awaiting the winner of this game. The Santa Am Christian Eagles, should they lose this game, would then move down and play against the winner of the 4-5 game to see who gets the third place out of districts in the afternoon session of Central. So Warrior girls need to win this time, move on to the district championship game, and that's fully what we expect here. The gymnasium starting to fill up a little bit. Going to have a decent crowd on hand tonight for this district playoff game. So let's talk a little bit about the Santa Am Christian Eagles. Very, very young team. By far the youngest team in the league. The only team even close to them is Willamina, but Willamina, I think a little bit more experience with a couple of juniors and at least one more senior than Santa Am Christian has. Santa Am Christian will start one senior, and that's the only senior on the roster. They have no juniors on the roster, and the other four starters will be sophomores. And so very young team. They also have a freshman girl that will play quite a bit, 5'11 freshman guard, who's just got an outstanding amount of upside. Her name is Audrey Miller, and we'll be calling her name quite a bit tonight. So they're a young team. They're not a high-scoring team, but they're a good defensive team. They want to get after you. Generally, they play a lot of zone defense and really pack it in, make you beat them from the outside. And the Warriors have been able to beat them not only from the outside, but able to beat them in transition with some good guard play out of the Warriors. So this is the real challenge for Santa Am Christian, is that the Warriors defend guards so well. If you don't have dominant guards, you're in a lot of trouble against the Warriors. And the one thing the Eagles do not have going for them is dominant guard play. They have mediocre ball handlers, and that'll show up against the Warriors' defensive efforts. Now, the key for the Warriors, of course, then, is not to get into foul trouble trying to be overly aggressive on the defensive end. So a chance to visit with Reg a little bit about what his keys to the game tonight are, and I'll give you some of the goals that he's looking for. And these are a lot of these are things that we talk about throughout the course of the season. We want to hold them to about 28 points or less, and that seems like a really low number. But this, again, is a team that's not a great offensive team. They win games on their defense, and the Warriors should be able to hold them under 30 points, preferably under 28, according to Reg. Reg would like to force 20 turnovers, and again, that's not a problem for the Warriors with their outstanding defensive guard play and the weak guard play of the Eagles. Warriors need to win the battle of the boards, and Reg would like to out-rebound them by at least six over the course of the game. And then the Warriors would like to get out and run a little bit. He's got a goal of at least six fast break points tonight, or six fast break buckets, excuse me. And so he'd like to get at least 12 points on the break tonight against this team, and a lot of those will come off of turnovers against their guards. You'll hear that as a recurring theme here. And then he wants to stay out of foul trouble, obviously. You know, one of the goals that if you're going to pressure defensively on the perimeters, you have to make sure your guards get out of foul trouble. So specifically, that's Keely Graham, Morgan Croxford, and Alyssa Plummer need to really stay out of foul trouble tonight. And if that's the case, then they're going to be very successful. He'd also like to shoot 65% or better from the foul line, which has not happened in very many games this year. However, this is one of the teams that they shot extremely well against this year, 18 out of 21 at one point. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with starting lineups. This is KLYC McMinnville, the home of the Amity Warriors.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
All right, welcome back, Warrior fans. Got the Pledge of Allegiance out of the way there to start the game, and we are ready to roll here for starting lineups in just a moment. So kind of going back to some of the goals that Reg has for the team tonight, he'd also like to see a really good transition game, and that's both directions. A lot of times we think of transition as going from defense to the offensive end, getting out and running the break, but also he would like to transition very quickly from defense to offense. So when you miss a shot, from offense to defense, when you miss a shot, get back on defense. Don't allow them to get out and run on you at all. So, basically, you know, he'd like to, the same thing that we talk about a lot, pressure the guards, knock down a couple open shots to get the game started, especially Maylin Williams. We'd love to see Maylin get busy from the three-point range and make some shots. She has been streaky this year. I've talked about this a number of times. She is the best outside shooter on this team, but she has only shown that in a few games this year. And if she comes out and knocks down a couple of threes, that'll put the Eagles in a hole very quickly. So getting Maylin going, relentless pressure on the guard, stay out of foul trouble, and then create turnovers on one end and minimize them on the other. And the way you minimize turnovers if you're the Warriors is you simply don't force things. And so that's really going to be up to Morgan Croxford, not to force it too much. She always feels like there's a pass that she can make, but sometimes you just have to back off a little bit and let the game come to you, not try to force the action. And so I think that'll be a point of emphasis that, Morgan, take your calculated risks. Don't force things too much, and let the game come to you. Starting lineups tonight for St. Ann Christians, Leah Atkins, a 5'6 sophomore, Josie Risinger, a 5'6 sophomore, Shay Carley, a 5'7 sophomore, Trinity Beck, a 5'3 sophomore, and Callie Ropp, a 5'8
senior.
Excuse me. Warriors would be their normal starting lineup. Keely Graham, a 5'7 junior, Hannah Hatch, a 5'5 junior, Alyssa Plummer, a 5'3 junior, Maylin Williams, a 5'3 sophomore, and Morgan Croxford, the leader, a 5'8 senior. Morgan, of course, signed with Linfield Wildcats to play basketball there. So excited for her future in college athletics. And so, but got some business to take care of here tonight and into the near future. Warriors in their home white with royal blue trim, numbers and letters. And the Eagles in their traveling dark gray, almost a charcoal gray, with bright red numbers and letters. Croxford will jump center with Ropp. Excuse me there, get that cough out of my system. They shake hands, and we are ready to roll, folks, in this 2-versus-3 playoff game for the right to play Dayton on Saturday evening at Central High School. Warriors win the tap. Graham with it. They come out man-to-man defense. Warriors haven't seen this out of this team much. Williams kicks it out on top to Croxford, swings it right side to Graham. Graham, cross-court pass to Plummer. Plummer drives to the foul line, gets pushed, but they call her for the travel. That was Shay Carley had a hand on her hip a little bit there, knocked Plummer off balance. No call against Carley and the travel against the Warriors. So one turnover for the Warriors, not exactly what Reg wanted to start things off. Risinger handling the ball. There's a pass knocked away and stolen by Croxford. Croxford, bounce pass to Graham. Graham, her shot goes off the bottom of the backboard, hits part of the bracket there. Reg asking why there wasn't a foul, and again, letting a lot of contact go. So Warriors turn it over first two times down the floor. Eagles turn it over their first time down the floor. There's a ball knocked away and out of bounds off of Plummer. She was guarding Trinity Beck. Beck lost the handle on it. Plummer couldn't get it before it went out of bounds off of her arm. Reg still working the close official here. Warriors going right to left. to start the game in front of me. I'm right behind the scorer's bench here. Croxford knocks another one out of bounds on the inbound intended for Ropp. So now it'll be Carly inbounding right about the middle of the Warriors bench down here to my right. Carly looking for somebody. Hatch right up in her face. Gets it into Beck. Beck working against Graham. Goes left. Hands off to Ropp. Ropp, Croxford on her. Ropp, left angle. Starts to drive. Kicks it out on the wing to Atkins. She misses the shot, and it gets knocked out of bounds off of the Eagles. So good defensive pressure there by the Warriors to prevent that shot. Warriors basketball. Croxford with it. They put a little full-court man pressure on, but no problem for Croxford. Gets it across, works off a little Williams screen, gets all the way to the basket, misses the lay-in, gets her own rebound. Pulls it back down, out in the corner to Graham. Graham in the left corner, shovels the pass to Williams. Williams takes the ball out top and sets things up. Williams lobs it down low to Croxford. Croxford reverse lay-in. She's hit, no call, and another contact allowed, and then they get a little bump foul against Graham coming the other way, and Reg starting to really work the officials here. Felt like his kids have been bumped three straight times down the floor. 6:39 to go first quarter. No score yet. Warriors have two turnovers and a couple of missed shots already. Actually, I guess just, yeah, two turnovers and two missed shots so far and three trips down the floor. Down on the Risinger, kicks it out. Takes the jumper, misses that. Long rebound to Beck. Beck backs it out. Resets things out by the center court line. Swings it left side to Ropp. Ropp, Croxford right up on her. Ropp drives right, pulls up at the foul line, and pops it. So after all that, 2 minutes into the game, it's 2-0 in favor of the Eagles. Graham drives right side, steps through, lays it up hard off the glass and in. Nice job by Keeley with a good drive from the wing and the assist to Croxford. Risinger with it, working up the right side. Graham gives her a little room. Got to be careful not to pick up that second foul. Risinger still dribbling. Picks up her dribble now and goes to Atkins on the right wing. Atkins, Williams on her, wants to drive. Knocked away by Williams, picked up by Carly. Carly back over to Ropp now, left wing. Puts up a 23-footer. Good. Oh, my. Deep shot by Callie Ropp. Croxford's going to have to really get up on her. 5-2. Eagles up. Warriors with the ball. Williams to Croxford out by the center circle. Croxford drives on Ropp, gets in, hooks a pass out of bounds, just lost that as she tried to make the pass. Second turnover on the Warriors. Excuse me, third turnover on the Warriors. Warriors on defense, full court man here. They get it into Risinger. Risinger works right towards the center line. Now crosses over. Graham gives her a little room. Works left. There's a steal by Croxford. Croxford in the open floor, takes it in. Atkins trying to get on her. Atkins fouls her. Croxford will go to the line to shoot two. So nice anticipation by Morgan Croxford. She's got her second steal of the game. The second turnover for the Eagles. See if Morgan can get things going from the foul line tonight. Just needs the focus. Nothing wrong with her release. Just got to get that focus. And she short rims the first one. She'll have one more. 5:09 left to go, first quarter. Warriors down 5-2 early. Second one, perfect. Warriors down two now. They're back in their full court man pressure. Risinger with it. Graham giving her some room so as not to pick up that second foul. Risinger drives, knocked away by Williams. It's on the floor. We got a jump ball. That'll be Eagles' ball on the alternating possession. Nice job by Maylin to reach in and poke that away. Carly will inbound right side of the key. About 4 feet, 5 feet on the baseline. Carly looking for anything. Finally gets it into Beck. Beck to Atkins. Starts to drive. Puts up an awkward shot. Blocked by Williams and out of bounds. It's clear that Atkins really doesn't want to go with the left hand. Took one dribble with the left hand. Tried to get it back to the right hand to shoot. And Williams blocked it. Carly out in the corner. Risinger. Risinger with Graham on her. Kicks the ball over to Ropp. 18-footer. No good. Rebound by Williams. To Graham. Graham. Reg trying to get him to push. There's a pass ahead. Croxford to Plummer. She's pushed in the back. No call. Get it out to Williams for three. Good! Maylin Williams on the kick out from Plummer, and she buries the three. 6-5 Warriors. Plummer got pushed in the back, and there was no call there. Beck pushes off on Plummer, gets away with it. Alyssa can't get a call either end of the floor right now. Ropp with it. Left wing. Croxford out beyond the three-point line now to take away that shot by Ropp. Risinger at the foul line, loses it, and Graham rips it away from her. Keeley pushes ahead to Plummer. Plummer, nothing there, backs it out to Keeley by the Warrior head. Keeley starts to drive, back out to Plummer, now in the corner. Williams for three, good! Maylin Williams has come to play tonight. She's got six on a pair of three-pointers, and it's 9-5 Warriors. Maylin Williams, 2 out of 2 from three-point range. That was one of the keys of the game for Reg tonight, was to get Maylin untracked, and she's letting it go without any conscience at all. Risinger on the right wing, working on Graham. Graham playing good position. Defense knocked away, and Croxford picks it up. Croxford takes it in with the left hand, reverses it up with the right, and scores. Morgan Croxford makes it an 11-5 game. Coach Ferris urging her girls on. Ropp at the top of the key with it, extended. Now out towards the center circle. Left side, there's Carly with it, and we've got a foul away from the ball. It's going to be a moving screen on Beck. Nice job, and that was Alyssa Plummer trying to fight through the Beck screen, Hannah Hatch trying to fight through the Beck screen to get out on Carly, and they got Beck for the foul, moving screen. So great job, first foul on Beck, second foul on the Eagles as a team. Warriors have one team foul, that's on Keeley. 3:24 left to go, first quarter, 11-5 Warriors. We're starting to warm up now, folks, into the game. Audrey Miller, the 5'11 freshman, they go to that 2-3 zone now as the Warriors have gotten out in transition. Williams for another three. That one just a little bit short. Plummer tips it. Carly comes down with the rebound to Miller. Miller pushes up the left side. High dribble, got away with a carry. Kicks it out. Atkins for a jumper, no good. Miller with the rebound, left hand, misses that one. Carly gets it back, misses, and Williams comes out of there with the rebound for the Warriors. She hands it to Keeley. Should be a foul, no call. Keeley throws it away, trying to get it to Croxford. She got hit on the arm, and Reg really starting to work this official now. The official putting his hand up to his ear, saying, what, what? No, there's no foul. No foul, no, coach. Clearly, she just got bumped incidentally. Reg claps his hands in disgust as he's frustrated with the whole reffing situation here early. Beck with it, working against Plummer. Plummer dogging her the whole way up the floor. Beck still dribbling, working right, knocked away, and that's going to be a foul on Plummer. Went with the right hand instead of the left. Wait a second. Yeah. No, they're going to get Atkins for a push-off. It happened simultaneously. I thought the call was going to be on Plummer, but it was a push-off against Atkins. So that's the third team foul against Santa Yam Christian, and the Warriors, 2:42, pick up the turnover against the Eagles, and we've got a timeout taken on the floor. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. Warriors up 11-5 on the backs of a pair of three-pointers by Maylin Williams. Graham and Croxford have done the job on the defensive end, and they've been able to absolutely thwart any offensive attack since early on in the game. Initially, Ropp was able to get going. She has all five of their points. She hit about a 16, 17-foot jumper and then buried a deep 23-foot three-pointer, but since then, the Warriors have really closed out well on her and taken away her opportunity to keep that hot hand going. 2:42 left to go. In the first, Warriors basketball. Graham with it. Starter still on the floor for Amity. Graham works right side against this 2-3 zone to Hatch. Flips it back to Graham off her hand. She chases it down, and she's touching the midline. That's going to be an over and back. Bad pass by Hatch there. Reg not happy with that turnover. That's the fourth turnover already. Santa Yam Christian just with three. So way too many turnovers for the Warriors tonight here in the first quarter. Carly will inbound, far sideline by half court, ball tipped by Hatch, but Beck ends up with it. Beck works left against Plummer, now crosses back to the right. Plummer continues to dog her, now she gives it up to Carly on the left wing. Carly to Atkins at the top of the key. Atkins, Williams right up on her, kicks it over. Miller for a deep three, no good, and Croxford with the rebound. Croxford ahead to Graham up the right sideline, pulls up at the three-point line, backs it out. Over to Croxford, open three. Good! Just as Reg yells, run it through, Morgan doesn't run it through. There's a steal by Graham, and she is fouled. Nice steal by Keeley on the inbound. Reg says, run it through, and Morgan sticks the three, so there will be no running it through for Morgan Croxford. They left her wide open. It was a good-looking shot, and it puts the Warriors up 14-5. Croxford with 6 points in the game. Croxford to inbound, throws it into Graham out top. Graham works right, loses the ball. Fifth turnover on the Warriors. That last foul was against number 23, Ropp. Beck with it. Warriors up 9. They were down three early in this game. It's a 12-0 run right now for the Warriors. Miller works left, gets a good screen, and Graham does a good job fighting over that, knocking Carley to the floor in a no-call. They're going to let him play a little bit tonight. Ropp way out by the center circle with it. Probably out of her range there. Still looking for something. Now she goes high post to Atkins. Atkins, they try to go back door. Nothing there. Now she kicks it right side to Beck. Beck, Plummer right up on her. Plummer likes this. She knows she's got the advantage and quickness. There's a ball tipped by Williams. Pulled down and the shot missed. Graham with the rebound. Graham pushes ahead to Plummer. Plummer down on the corner to Hatch. Hatch drives, gets into the key, puts it up off the glass, way too strong. Williams with the rebound, puts it up and in. Malin Williams with an offensive board and 8 points now for the sophomore. Miller, the 5'11 freshman, prefers the left-hand dribble. Brings it up to the top of the key, extended. Now swings it left side to Carley. Carley wants to drive. Nothing there. Out to Ropp in the left corner. Ropp, Croxford right up in her grill there. Works across towards the center circle now. Gives it up to Atkins on the right wing. Atkins looks at the cutter. Not there. Hits Beck popping out. Top of the key extended. Swings it left side to Carley. Carley with Hatch on her. Meeting her at the three-point line. Wants to drive right. Knocked away by Graham. Carley gets it back to Atkins. Atkins trying to get a shot off. Drives in. Throws up an awkward left-hander. No good. And Croxford with the rebound. And she's fouled from behind. So the call is starting to go the Warriors' way now as they continue to be the aggressor. Still just one team fouling the Warriors. 21 seconds left to go. First quarter, Warriors up 11 into the game. That's number 21, Emily Bourne, a 5'11 freshman. So they go big now with Miller and Bourne. And this will get Husky into the game. Husky gets Plummer a break here near the end of the first. Warriors basketball. A little full court man pressure. Warriors get the ball into Croxford. Swings it over to Husky. Husky throws the ball to Williams for no reason. Williams, there was no pressure on Husky, and Husky just had a complete brain lapse there and threw it to Williams before she could get across half court. And Maylin was hustling across, but just unforced error there on Desiree, just not into the flow of the game yet. She will be now. Hatch tips the ball. Carley gets it. Carley out on top to Miller. Swings it to Beck by the center circle. Beck calls out the play, swings it over left side to Ropp, gets a three-pointer off, good. Croxford gave her a little bit of extra room, and Ropp has all eight of their points. Croxford at the end of the quarter can't get a good shot off, and at the end of one, the Warriors with a 16-8 lead, and outside of not guarding Callie Ropp, the Warriors have done an outstanding job on the defensive end. We're going to take a quick break. This is the home of the Amity Warriors on KLYC, McMinnville.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. We're through one quarter here in this 2-versus-3 district playoff game between your Amity Warriors and the Santa Ana Christian Eagles here at Amity High School. Warriors with a 16-8 lead after one. Should have been significantly more than that. Warriors with six turnovers in the first quarter and gave up open shot to after open shot to Callie Ropp. Ropp three out of four from the field there in the first quarter, a couple of threes included. That last one, Morgan just got a little lax defensively. Warriors ball, and I said Desiree Husky there in the first quarter. It's Brene Husky. I know the difference between them, I really do, but Desiree's name just slips out sometimes when I'm looking at Brene. Not that there's any similarity at all between the two, besides last name and their faces look a lot alike and yeah, all that. So, my bad. There's a backdoor cut to Graham. Graham lays it up and in. Great pass from Croxford. Keeley Graham with an excellent cut from the top of the key. And the Warriors go up 18-8. Beck working against Husky. Husky doing a good job cutting her off. Plummer on the bench right now, so Husky has Beck duty there. Croxford with a steal down low on the baseline. The pass was a little too high. Croxford across half court with it and slows it down. Three-point line out top to Graham. Graham to Williams. Williams takes a dribble left, pulls up 18-footer, no good, little long. Husky with the rebound, gets it out to Croxford. Great rebound by Brene there. Croxford swings it over to Husky. Husky looking for cutters, nothing there. Now she drives, gets all the way in, draws contact. She'll go to the line. Outstanding job by Husky. Brene was looking for a cutter, and I think her defender kind of got a little relaxed, as if she didn't pass the ball, she wasn't going to do anything with it. And Husky put the ball on the floor, got to the basket, and drew the foul on Miller. That's the fifth team foul against the Eagles. Husky to the line, misses the first one. Brene will have another. Williams out and Rosenbaum into the game. Miller out for the Eagles, and that gets Sailor Allman, a 5'6 freshman, into the game. So they get a little smaller there. Miller a non-factor so far, though, in the game. Husky's second one, short also, and the rebound pulled down by Bourne. Warriors up 18-8. There's a high dribble by Allman, but she controls it. Graham right up on her. Allman finally gets the ball over to Ropp. Croxford now out beyond the three-point line on Ropp. Allman tries to drive, knocked away by Graham and out of bounds. Job by Keeley, getting a touch on that one. Minute and a half gone here, second quarter. Warriors up 10. And outside of Ropp, nobody been able to score for the Eagles. Beck with it, right in front of Reg here to my right. Working against Husky at the Warrior head. Now she goes left, swings it to Allman. Allman looking inside, goes back to Beck out top. Now to Allman on the left wing, starts to drive, gets to the foul line, kicks it out to Ropp. Ropp, 24 feet out from the basket. A little bit, maybe just a step out of her range. They go left side. Carly with the little runner, no good. Graham tips it once, gets shoved, and the ball tipped out of bounds by the Eagles. I think it was off of Graham, but instead of calling the foul, they just gave the Warriors the ball. It's a nice push by Carly. Went up trying to get the ball with one hand and shoved Graham with the other. Graham pushes past back on the right side, goes out in the corner. Hatch misses. Rosenbaum puts it up and in on the rebound. Kaya Rosenbaum with the offensive board and the putback. She caught that air ball and just laid it up and in. Nice job by Kaya to keep her eye on the ball. See that one all the way through. Ropp on the right sideline with it. Croxford right up in her grill there. Ropp dribbles out towards the center circle now. Warriors up 12. Left side, Allman. Little fake back out to Ropp. Boy, if Ropp's going to be out by the center circle, that's a good place for the Warriors to have her. Now they go to Beck on the right side. Beck, top of the key. Allman and a timeout taken by Coach Wendy Ferris. Not happy with that offensive set. She meets her kids at half court and looks quite exasperated with their lack of offensive execution. This is going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 5:32 remaining, second quarter. Warriors up 20-8. Warriors with one team foul. The Eagles of Santiam Christian with five. So a couple more fouls, and the Warriors will be shooting some free throws. I'm not sure that's exactly where they'd like to be. The Warriors on the night, 1 out of 4 from the foul line. Definitely the weakness of their game. Beck with it, out by the center circle. Now she works towards the left side, goes down to Ropp on the left wing. Hatch on her. Croxford, they're playing a zone now. Warriors go to a 1-3-1 zone, so give them a little different look. There's a knock away and a steal by Husky. Husky gets it ahead to Croxford. Croxford tries to spin. Ball stripped away by Allman. Croxford a little slow on the spin. Everybody gets back quickly, though, and they stop it. There's a Carly for three. Misses that one. Long rebound. Croxford chases it down out on the left wing to Rosenbaum. Back to Croxford. Pushes ahead to Husky. Husky back to Croxford. Top of the key with it. Over to Husky. Down in the corner to Hatch. Both teams in zones now. Warriors are playing a 1-3-1. Croxford will put up a deep three. Air balls that. No, that's going to be a pass to Rosenbaum. She misses. Rosenbaum puts it back up. Misses again. Allman with the rebound. Graham reaches in. Got to be careful now. Graham picks up her second foul. Keeley getting a little too handsy there. And that'll get Keeley, I think, out of the game here. Plummer going to come in. Keeley going to come out with two fouls. Healy not happy with that. Didn't feel like she got anything on the skin, but it looked bad because Allman was kind of jerking the ball back and forth, and Keeley was trying to reach at it. And Reg giving her the stare down there on the bench because it's – and now pointing, now I want to talk to you, because this is what he talked to her about in this game, was staying out of foul trouble, not being handsy. And there's a double dribble at the other end and a turnover on Beck. Good job by Plummer to harass Beck the whole way. Into the game, Sophie Roberts, a 5'5 sophomore, and she gets Carly out of the game. Warriors basketball, 4.5 minutes go here in the first half, up 12. Croxford spins away from Beck, gets across half court, beats through a little trap there, still spinning. There's a bounce pass to Rosenbaum, little six-footer on the baseline, and she puts it in. That is Morgan Croxford just kind of weaving her way and spinning around through traffic, drawing some defense to her, and then hitting Rosenbaum for the little short jumper. And Kaya can finish like that. She doesn't finish well through contact, but she's got a nice soft touch within about 5 or 6 feet of the basket. Ropp with a drive on the baseline, misses. Rosenbaum had it. We got a jump ball between her and Ropp. Ropp flops to the floor. I'm not sure why. Rosenbaum offers her a hand up. Ropp turns her down. It's going to be on the alternating possession. Eagles basketball. Ropp will inbound on the baseline. Left side of the key. Goes in the corner to Roberts. Roberts. Now they get to Ropp. Ropp, short turnaround, misses that one from about 12 feet. Croxford with the rebound. Ahead to Husky. Husky back to Croxford. Swings it over to Plummer. Plummer didn't catch it clean. She drives, and she's fouled on the drive. That'll be the sixth team foul against the Eagles. Foul on Roberts, her first. Warriors basketball, left side of the key on the baseline. Croxford will inbounds. Warriors stack it up along the left side of the key. Croxford. And we've got a whistle. I have no idea what's going on here, why the horn buzzed. And so they're buzzing, saying there's 17 fouls. And it should be 1-1. They're saying there should be 17 fouls. The board only said 6. And so that's why they horned that. So Plummer will actually be going to the foul line to shoot 1-1. So that's good, because I think the Warriors were going to turn it over on that inbounds play. It was pretty ugly. So they get a good break here, and Plummer will go to the line to shoot 1-1. So Plummer's first trip to the line tonight, and she buries the first one. Alyssa's been shooting free throws about as well as anybody has second half of this year. She'll have one more. Takes her time. Second one. Perfect also. So Plummer buries a couple, and it's 24-8 Warriors. They get right back in full court man pressure here. It's the pass into Roberts. Hatch has her. Roberts pushes hard to the right hand. Hatch cuts her off as across half court. Hatch gives it up to Allman. Allman gives it to Ropp. Ropp on the cut. Husky with the reach in. It's going to be a blocking foul they're going to call. Maybe it wasn't on Husky. It's going to be on Croxford instead. I think the reason that it looked awkward there, looked like a foul on Croxford, is because Bernay got a hand in there and kind of ripped away at the ball and the arm. It made it look like maybe Croxford bumped Ropp on the drive. There's a drive by Atkins from the left wing. No good. Husky with a rebound on the baseline and turns and throws it to Beck, but Croxford gets the rebound on the Beck miss. So another turnover on the Warriors, but they get it right back. Croxford spins her way all the way to the basket, misses the lay-in, and in a scrum, there's about five bodies going for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball between Rosenbaum and Beck. That'll be Warrior basketball in the alternating possession. 3:07 left to go, second quarter. Croxford going to inbound, left side of the key on the baseline, goes right into Plummer, Plummer to Husky. Husky looking for a cutter, not there. She drives, loses it on the drive, and Ropp on the floor, and we've got another jump ball as Husky gets right back on the ball. Ropp had nowhere to go. She was going to travel if she didn't get a jump ball there, probably. Alternating possession this time goes to the Eagles. Williams coming back in, going to get Croxford out. So I'm guessing May Lynn's going to run the point here. We'll see. Just under 3 minutes to go, first half. Warriors up big, 24-8. Beck pushes hard up the left side, goes in the corner to Ropp, throws it away. Eighth turnover against the Eagles to 7 for the Warriors, unofficially. Warriors get the ball right back. Husky with it. to Williams. Williams will work against Beck, goes up the left side, comes back, crosses one way, goes back to the left hand. Bounce past the Plummer. Plummer takes it in, and she's fouled. She will shoot two. Nice job by Maylin Williams, breaking down the Beck defense there, got past her, drew a help defender, and when she did, made an immediate bounce pass to Plummer, who got fouled on the lay-in. So great job by Maylin Williams, playing a little Morgan Croxford-style point guard there. Plummer misses the first one. Probably my fault for not complimenting her before she shot, so we'll try it again. Plummer has been shooting the ball very well from the foul line second half of the season. Two out of three today. See if she can bring that up to 75%. Second one, perfect. See? You just have to learn as a fan what to say to make your team be successful. We all know that as fans, right? It's what you do at home. It's what you do while you're listening to the radio that helps your team be successful. All right, here we go. Carly gets it in. Warriors up 25-8 now. Gives it to Allman. Allman does not want to go left. If they would jump on that right hand. There's a steal, though, by Hatch. Hatch pushes hard up the right side, takes it in, draws contact. No foul, and Plummer misses the putback. Williams gets the rebound. Bounce pass to Hatch. Williams fouled on the pass off. It's going to be 1-1. So Williams will head to the line. A little zone pressure that time by the Warriors, forcing a bad pass, and Hatch got the turnover. 19th foul on the Eagles. Williams, who has 8 points already in this game, buries the foul shot. She's the first player into double digits for either team. Ropp has all 8 of the Eagles' points, but the Warriors have done a good job on her the last 6 minutes or so. Second one also good by Williams, and so the Warriors' free throw percentage starting to come up here. Reg's going to be happy about that. Allman throws it ahead, tipped by Williams, and out of bounds. Carly almost got a hand on it, but not quite. 2:24 left to go first half. Warriors up 19. Carly trying to inbound, finally gets it out to Allman. If you just jump on her right hand, and that's what Plummer does there in this 1-2-2 zone. They get the ball out on top. There's a pass across by Risinger. Ropp with it on the left wing to Carly. Back to Ropp. Gets a look at a three from the left wing. No good. Rebound by Atkins. Back out to Risinger. Picks up her dribble. Goes high post. 15-footer. No good. Offensive rebound by the Eagles. Puts it up and in. I'm trying to see who that is. That is Atkins with her first basket of the game. She'll get a chance at a three-point play here. 27-10 Warriors. 2 minutes left to go, first half. Too many offensive rebounds, second chance opportunities there allowed by the Warriors. Atkins at the foul line, misses, and Williams gets the rebound. Good job by Maylin to get that rebound. She wasn't the closest person to the basket. It was a long rebound. Plummer to Williams out top, swings it left side to Husky. Husky picks up her dribble, needs some help. Rosenbaum gets it. High post to Williams. Williams turns, drives with the right hand, puts it up. No good. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Maylin Williams with a good aggressive take. Caught that ball on the high post on the left elbow and turned, spun hard to the right hand and drove. Threw that up, trying to throw a little hook shot, running hook shot off the glass and drew contact. She'll go to the line to shoot two free throws, and she buries the first one. Williams, 3 out of 3 from the line. Croxford in, Husky out. 1:40 remaining, first half. Pretty quiet San Diego Christian crowd tonight. Not much that they can get on the officials about, even though they are a notoriously vocal crowd towards officials. Another one by Williams. Good, she's 4 out of 4 from the line. Warriors still in their pressure defense here, 1-2-2. It's a kick right side. Risinger goes down low to Atkins. Atkins cross court, and there should be a travel. It is. Croxford was coming across and challenged Carly's shot. Carly was already in the motion of leaving the ground. She would have got her shot blocked, so she brought it back down, but she landed before she could get her shot off. Great defense there by Croxford. Just the intimidation factor. A great shot blocker at the kind of the guard forward position that she plays. There's a cut. Hatch lays it up. She's fouled. Hatch will go to the line to shoot two. Nice pass from Rosenbaum to hit the cutter. And so the Warriors starting to pour it on here in the second quarter. They were up 8 after 1. They're up 19 now. 2 points for Atkins, the only scoring in the quarter for the Eagles. Hatch buries the foul shot. She'll have one more. Croxford talking to Reg down here to my right, making sure they're on the same page about what he wants the last minute and 14 seconds of the second quarter here. Hatch buries another one. Good free throw shooting from Hannah Hatch, Alyssa Plummer, and Malin Williams here in the first half. Allman working against Plummer in this 1-2-2. There's a throw ahead, and Croxford with a steal. Croxford ahead to Plummer. Plummer will take it in and misses. Williams with the rebound. She puts it up, and she's fouled. So Malin will go back to the line. Another turnover for the Eagles. They've got 10 now. Reg wanted 20 this game. He's halfway there. Here we go. Now the San Diego Christian fan's not happy here. A little lopsided. Well, you get foul calls when you attack the basket. And the Warriors are attacking the basket and getting the calls because of that. San Diego Christian content just to throw the ball around the perimeter and not ever drive the ball to the basket. And as a result of that, they don't get very many calls. Williams again, buries it again, and she is 6 out of 6 from the line. Key to good foul shooting, get good foul shooters to the line. There's a ball on the floor, and we're going to get a foul on Plummer, and that was a needless foul. Allman had already lost the ball, and Alyssa got on the floor trying to get after it and kind of put a shoulder into the right leg of Allman. If she just let that go, Allman would have picked it up, would not have had a dribble, and the Warriors would have had him in a bad situation. But as it is, it's a foul, and they get the ball back. Ropp on the left wing with it. Warriors in this 1-3-1 defense now. Allman plays catch to Ropp out top. Ropp back to Allman. Boy, if you trap her, she'll turn it over. Hooks it back to Ropp. Ropp. Allman still playing catch out top. This is why you don't get fouls called. Ropp puts up a 21-footer. No good. Long rebound. Allman puts it up over Rosenbaum. No good. And Williams with a good, strong rebound. Took it away from Carly. Malin brings it up. Cross-court pass over to Croxford, and Reg says, I want one shot with 20 seconds left to go. Williams, Croxford, play catch out top, 15 seconds left to go. Croxford drives, picks up her dribble to Williams. Williams for three, no good. Plummer with a rebound, and she's fouled going back up. So another offensive rebound putback attempt by the Warriors, and Plummer will get herself back to the foul line where she is 3 out of 4 in this first half. Boy, the Warriors are just killing it on the glass tonight. With exception of maybe two trips down the floor where they haven't done a good job, they've been fantastic. Plummer bangs in the first one. She'll have one more. Good minutes out of Rosenbaum off the bench, and Husky came in and played some good minutes. Second one perfect for Plummer. She is 5 out of 6 from the line in the first half, and Williams 6 out of 6, Hatch 2 out of 2. There's a long pass to end the first half, and so after two quarters, Warriors balloon their lead to 25, 35 to 10. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back after these messages with some halftime stat totals for you.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here. The Warriors' second third seed game here in the West Valley League District playoffs. Warriors with a 35-10 lead over the visiting San Diego Christian Eagles. The Warriors were down 5-2 in the first quarter, a couple minutes in, as Callie Ropp had knocked down a couple of shots from the outside. From that point on, it's a 33-5 game in favor of the Warriors. Just too much defense, rebounding, and shot making. Malin Williams hitting 2 out of 3 from three-point range in the first half. Croxford with a 3 on 2 attempts. And so the Warriors get some long-distance shooting going, and the Warriors just killing it at the foul line. 14 out of 17, 82% in the first half from the foul line. Warriors were led by Malin Williams with 14, 6 out of 6 from the foul line. 6 points from Croxford, five from Plummer. All those at the foul line, five out of six. Four for Graham, four for Rosenbaum, and two for Hatch. Two out of two from the foul line for her. So great free throw shooting, good rebounding hustle, good defensive intensity for the Warriors. All the things we talked about. 10 turnovers for the Eagles, just 7 for the Warriors, and most of those were in the first quarter. First couple of minutes of the game, the Warriors had 3 turnovers, and they had 5 in the first quarter, just 2 in the second quarter. So if we're looking at Reg's keys here, he wanted to hold them under 28 points. They have 10 right now, halfway through the game. Want to force 20 turnovers. They're right on pace as far as my count goes. They've got 10. I don't know how many fast break buckets they've had, but if you include free throws and things like that, they're probably right at about halfway to their goal, 6 or 7 points. Once they hold their leading score to under 8 points, well, that's not going to happen because Rop already has 8 points, and so they haven't achieved that one. Contest every shot. They've contested most of the shots with the exception of a couple by Rop. Shoot better than 65% from the foul line and attempt more than 14 free throws. Well, they've already attempted more than 14 free throws, and they're hitting 82% of them, 14 out of 17. He wanted to commit less than 10 turnovers in the game. That, I don't know if that'll happen or not. They've already got 7, but like I said, after the first quarter, they really settled down. And the transition offense to defense and defense to offense has been outstanding all game long for the Warriors, and they haven't given up a fast break point in the game, and they've done a good job of getting out and running going the other way. So, and just getting some relentless pressure on the perimeter, and they've done that. Graham did pick up 2 fouls. That would be the only negative, really, for the Warriors there in the first half as far as the way they play defense. That and maybe not getting out on Rop a couple of times for open three-pointers. Other than that, Warriors with a flawless first half. All right, we're going to take a break here and be back with second half action. You're listening to the home of Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC, McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Ready to start the third quarter here from Amity High School, where the Warriors lead the Eagles of Santa Ana Christian 35-10 in this girls' West Valley League district playoff action. Winner of this game goes on to take on Dayton Saturday evening at Central High School in the district championship game. Warriors will have the ball to start the second half with a commanding 25-point lead. Croxford inbounds to Graham, and the Eagles extend some pressure a little bit, trying to make the Warriors work a little harder. Man-to-man defense. Williams, left angle with it. Couple of dribbles out on top to Croxford. Croxford looking for Graham, backdoor, not there. She pops out right wing. Graham, cross-court to Plummer. Plummer on the left angle with it. Plummer to Graham, out top, almost stolen by Miller. Graham gets past her, gets to the foul line, and rattles home a 15-footer. Keely Graham with 6 points now in the game. And they trap Beck, and we've got a jump ball as Graham and Beck get on the floor for it. And again, Warriors offer a hand up, and the Santa Ana Christian Eagles, in their true outstanding OSAA-sponsored sportsmanship, reject that hand. Second time this game, they have chosen not to accept a hand up ball on the floor. Beck with it. Crosses half court. Swings it left side to Carly. Carly on the left angle. Warriors in a 2-3 zone, it looks like, right now. Down in the corner, Rock dribbles away. There's a kick ball by Graham. Croxford was coming from behind trying to steal that ball from away as Rop was trying to dribble away from Plummer's defense. Warriors had 3 girls going after one, but she's the one that can really hurt you. Eagles basketball early in the third quarter here. Miller, high post, starts to drive. Her pass stolen away by Hatch. Hatch slows it down across half court, gives it to Graham. Over to Croxford, top of the key extended. Croxford spins, gets to the foul line, out to Williams, fakes the 3, steps left, 18-footer, good! Maylin Williams burying shots all over the place. She's got 16 in the game. There's a drive by Beck, little floater, no good. Croxford tips it once and comes down with a rebound. Croxford doubled, throws it ahead to Graham. Graham got numbers if they attack. Graham bounced past to Hatch on the baseline, lays it up and in. Hannah Hatch with a drive off the baseline, a great pass from Graham. That's the way you beat the pressure. If they're going to double you, you've got numbers once you get away from that double. Rop on the floor, and we got a travel called, and that'll get the Santa Ana Christian fans fired up as the Warriors were reaching for that ball. Earlier in the game, that would have been called a reach-in foul. Now the momentum has completely shifted to the Warriors, and with that, the officials' call seem to have shifted a little bit also. Graham Brings it across half court against some pressure from Miller. Out to Williams for a deep three. No good. Hatch had it. Tipped it back in to Plummer. Plummer knocked to the floor, and she is fouled. You can feel the Santa Ana Christian fans getting a little restless here, not getting as many calls as they'd like to see. And we're getting some clarification here at the scorer's table about who the foul is on. And so nothing going up on the board, so I'm not sure who they called it on. 6:03 left to go. Warriors throw it in from the baseline to Williams. Williams to Graham. Graham on the left wing. Drives baseline. Miller falls down. Ropp knocks the ball away from Graham. And Graham tips it, and she gets knocked to the ground after she gets the tip pass. So turnover on the Warriors, and then Graham forces it right back. 41-10 Warriors. Eagles fans feel like they're getting jobbed by the officials here. That's their second team foul here. That was clearly a foul. They want some other fouls called, not so much arguing that. There's a backdoor pass to Graham. Lays it up and in. No defense for that. Graham runs a little off a back pick from Hatch. Curls to the basket, and Croxford finds her from the sideline. There's a tip pass and a steal by Croxford. Croxford up the right sideline, taking it hard in on Miller. Lays it up too strong. She's fouled. Miller, hands on her head, can't believe she's going to get the call. But that's what happens when you attack. Croxford attacked the basket. Miller was moving, trying to stay with her. Ferris not happy, saying, Coach Ferris saying she had her hands up. The official said, doesn't matter if her hands are up. She's moving her hips into her with her. The hands-up thing only works if you're giving ground or stationary. Croxford misses the free throw badly. Only weakness in Morgan's game tonight, missing free throws. 5:35 left to go, third quarter. Croxford misses a pair. Inside position, Graham gets the rebound. Croxford throws it away. And a reach-in foul called on, I think, Williams going for the loose ball. Or trying to get the ball loose, I should say, from one of the Eagles players. Callie Roberts into the game. Malin Williams out. Reg going into the bench quickly here in the third quarter. Callie, a senior. Not very many seniors on this Warriors team. Miller beats the trap to Carly. Carly to Ropp. Ropp back out to Miller. Swings it right side to Beck. Beck tries to go down low to Atkins. And her shot good, and she's fouled. That was, I think, Croxford coming across trying to block the shot on the help defense. That'll be her second. Second team foul on the Warriors here in the second half. Atkins to the line. She and Ropp are the only scorers tonight so far. And she makes the free throw. So, Aaliyah Atkins with 5 points in the game. Ropp has eight. That's all they're scoring. It's 43-13 Warriors. Graham at the center circle, goes to Roberts on the left wing. Roberts looking for a cutter. Ropp right up on her, goes back out to Croxford now. Croxford out top with it, right side to Graham. Graham drives the left hand to the foul line, now jumps back to the top of the key, goes down low to Croxford. She misses the left hand lay-in on the cut, and Miller with the rebound. That was a great pass from Graham to Croxford. Now Graham with a steal, takes it away from Miller, takes it in with the right hand, and lays it up and in. Healy Graham with 10 in the game. That was some fantastic defense. She anticipated, and that should have been a travel. Miller drug her pivot foot right in front of the official. No call there. Miller gets it to Beck and back to Miller. Now she throws it top of the key to Carly. Carly to Ropp. Bounce pass down low to Atkins, and she lays it up and in. So that's the challenge of pressing. If you press and you get beat, a lot of times you give up a lay-in. Plummer, top of the key extended with it. Man-to-man defense for the Eagles. Gives it up to Graham. Graham calls out the play, drives with the left hand all the way in, scoops it up, and won't stay in. Roberts battling, can't get it. And Carly with the rebound. Carly to Beck. Beck cut off by Plummer, doubled by and trapped by Graham, and a reach-in foul called on Keeley. This time they take the hand off her as Keeley helps Beck back up. That's a third on Keeley. 30-point Warrior lead. Allman and Roberts into the game. Reg can let Keeley play this out now with three fouls. Halfway through the third quarter, no concern about her fouling out and the game being in jeopardy. Allman, top of the key, pass kicked by Graham. Graham just dominates the game. When they play this 1-3-1, she absolutely controls what happens at the defensive end, just dominates that point of attack because she scares the living daylights out of the offensive players trying to make passes against her. There's a pass by Roberts, knocked away, almost gotten by Keeley. Allman comes up with it, out on the wing to Ropp. Ropp, 24 feet from the basket, looking for a cutter. Warriors back off of her out there, now to Allman. Allman starts to drive. They close in on her, and she traveled. Roberts and Hatch put a little pressure on her. She picked up her dribble. Croxford out, Rosenbaum in. 3:22 left to go, third quarter. Should see some deep bench action tonight for the Warriors. Graham gets it into Roberts. Ball knocked away. Allman gets it. Back out. Ropp for three. Good. Cannot let Callie Ropp square up. She's got 11 in the game. Graham gets it into Hatch. Hatch wanted to go up the right side. We got a hold away from the ball on Allman as she held Plummer, who was trying to get open. Foul away from the ball there. 3:08 left to go, third quarter. Warriors up 45-18. Fourth team foul on the Eagles. Warriors have three. They're in full court man pressure here. Rosenbaum gets it into Graham. Graham splits the double, pushes up the middle of the floor. They've got numbers to hurry. Kicks it out to Roberts. Roberts, 15-footer baseline. No good. Rosenbaum tips it. Ropp on the floor for it. Gets it ahead to Roberts. Roberts. Graham knocks it away and steals the ball from behind. Keeley Graham with another steal. She's faster without the ball than Roberts is with it, for sure. Graham down in the corner with it. Gets away from Ropp. Still dribbling out towards the top of the key. Now the center circle. Kicks it left side to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Takes a couple dribbles. Shovels it out top to Hatch. Hatch holds the ball. Swings it right side to Graham. Graham rips through. Goes past Roberts. Gets in. And she's fouled on the drive. Fifth team foul against the Eagles. It's going to be on Roberts. Back into the game. Josie Risinger, 5'6 sophomore, replaces Roberts. Roberts with her third foul. Fifth team foul overall for the Eagles. Also coming in, number 21, Emily Bourne, 5'11 freshman. This team is not without athleticism or size. They just don't have the skill level and these young players to be able to handle the intense defensive pressure. There's a great pass into Roberts, and she scores. Hatch finds Callie Roberts, and she just separates from the defense on the inbound. Nobody went with her. 47-18 Warriors. Warriors double, Hatch with a tip. Allman comes down with it. Allman drives left, bounce pass inside, and Bourne gets fouled by Rosenbaum. Fourth team foul on the Warriors, first on Kaya tonight. That'll put Bourne on the line to shoot two. But at least Kaya got back. She was on help defense and then had to hustle back when they beat that. Bourne misses the first one. 2:09 left to go, third quarter. Warriors firmly in control of this one. Second one, no good also. Offensive rebound by Ropp, though. No box out there by the Warriors. Ropp, right corner, three-pointer, no good. Hatch with a weak side rebound. Nice little push there. And there, a hard foul. Hannah goes down, gets a hand back up from a couple of Eagles. They seem to have figured out the sportsmanship thing as the game's gone along here. Just under 2 minutes to go. Sixth team foul against the Eagles. And Kendra Knuth going to come into the game. And she will get Hatch out. Hatch took a pretty hard fall there. Hannah takes about 8 hard falls a game, though. So she spends a lot of time on the hardwood. So on the floor for the Warriors, Plummer, Knuth, Rosenbaum, Roberts, and Graham. Knuth, left angle, finds Roberts on the cut. Loses it, kicks it back out to Knuth. Knuth fakes the shot, goes down in the corner to Plummer. Plummer drives. Out to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum, top of the key with it. Finds Graham. Back door. Lays it up. She's fouled. Keeley will go to the line. Great pass from Kaya. She saw the cut. Reg says, hey, that's the way we pass the ball. Gives her a thumbs up. And Graham will go to the line to shoot two. 1:39 remaining third quarter. Keeley. First one. Perfect. The first foul attempt of the night there. She'll have one more. Keeley with 11 points in the game. 7 in the half. Graham's second one. Perfect also. Warriors improved their foul shooting a little bit more. Husky coming in And that's going to get Plummer out of the game. Alyssa hasn't scored a lot of points tonight. She has just her 5 free throws there in the first half, but those were helped the Warriors get off to a little schneid there in the first quarter. Eagles ball. There's a steal by Graham as they try to pass it across. Takes it in with the right hand. Lays it up. No good. Ball tipped loose, and Risinger comes out of there with it. Graham had the steal, just couldn't finish. Talking to herself as she heads back up the floor. And this is what she does at the top of that 1-3-1. Those girls, when they try to reverse the ball, they are so worried about her. Rop, corner three, hits it. You got to get out in that corner. That's the weakness of the 1-3-1. And that wing person has to drop down in the corner, and nobody did that time. Graham gets past Allman, lays it up with the left hand, leaves it short, gets it back, and she is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot 1-on-1. Keeley just everywhere right now, dominating the game with her quickness, athleticism, and intensity. 49-22, Warriors up by 27. Miller coming back in, Beck in. On the floor for the Warriors, Roberts, Knuth, Husky, Rosenbaum, and Graham, who is shooting 1-on-1. Ron's having fun with the scoreboard there. He had 15 team fouls. Now he's got it back down to 8. Keeley hits the first. One more coming for the 5-foot, 5-inch junior. Should be first team all league when they do all the voting. Hits the second one. And Warriors extend their lead up to 29. Beck brings it across, gets it to Miller, down on the corner to Ropp. They get out on her that time. Now this time they don't, and Ropp gets another look at a three. She misses this one. Husky with the rebound. They're not getting out on her as a shooter, though. That's not good. Ropp knocks down Roberts as they run up the floor, get their feet tangled up. Graham with the ball out by the center circle. Bounce pass over to Rosenbaum by the Warrior, head on the right side. Rosenbaum finds Husky cutting. Husky fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Great pass. Kaya Rosenbaum doing an excellent job passing the ball from the wing. They run kind of those circular cutters from one side of the floor, kind of around the top of the foul line and then down. They'll run two of those and then reverse the ball if it's not there. Well, Rosenbaum does a good job of finding those cutters. Husky misses the foul shot. 0 for 3 tonight. Kendall in, Rosenbaum out. Nice job by Kaya tonight. The Warriors get small on the floor. Knuth, the tallest player out there at about 5'7". Second one by Husky. This one's good. 29 seconds left to go. Third quarter. Warriors up by 30. Beck, cross-court pass almost picked off by Knuth. Gets it to Miller. Miller down on the corner to Ropp. Closed out on by Kendall there. Now the Warriors are in a 2-3 zone, so that's a little easier to get out on the shooter. Miller again. Back to Ropp on the left wing. Ropp goes down low. And there's the missed shot by Bourne. And Graham with the rebound. Keeley working against Beck. Should be a foul. Nothing. Graham from half court. No good. Just a little bit of a line drive there. And after three quarters, the Warriors up 52-22. That was a 17-12 advantage in that quarter for the Warriors. So listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here from Amity High School, where your Warriors lead the visiting Sandingham Christian Eagles by a score of 52-22 in this 2-versus-3 district playoff game. Warriors with a win tonight will take on Dayton at about 5 o'clock on Saturday evening from Central High School. Remember, the Warrior boys playing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here in Amity against Willamina Bulldogs. That is a 4-5 game. The winner of that will get the loser of another game that's happening tomorrow. And that will play in the mid-afternoon at Central High School. We'll get you an exact time. Graham with the drive, left wing, no good. Ball loose, Knuth with it. Knuth steps out with control, gets it back to Husky. Warriors ball still. Husky starts to drive left, spins away, loses it, gets it back to Kendall. Kendall, foul line, bounce pass down low to Roberts. Roberts back out to Husky, now to Kendall out top, and they reset the offense. Kendall swings it over to Graham. Graham looking for a cutter, not there, out on top to Husky. Husky fakes the reversal, drives in with the right hand, gets hit, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. It's going to be on Ropp, I believe. Nice job by Bernay. Faked like she was going to reverse the ball to the right side and then went hard with the left hand when the defense tried to jump on the pass. Ropp's fourth foul. Husky to the line. And buries the first one. So after missing her first three foul shots, she's hit her last two. Williams back into the game for Graham. Keeley should get a nice round of applause here. As she played had a fantastic game tonight, really dominated the game, both ends of the floor, but especially on the defensive end. Next one, no good by Husky. Gets her own rebound. Ball's loose, and we've got a jump ball. And on the alternating possession, that'll go to the Eagles. So some fans starting to leave here as they head home for the night. This one is decided. Beck swings it left side to Ropp. Ropp, 30 feet from the basket. They show her a little double. She reverses it over to Risinger, back to Ropp. Now she's even further out. Knuth right up on her. Starts to drive, bounce pass to Risinger. Knuth chases that. It goes down in the corner to Beck. They trap her down there. Ball stolen away by Kendall. That's the 17th turnover by my count that the Warriors have forced tonight. The Warriors only have 9. They've done a good job here in the second half. Only 2 turnovers. Only 4 turnovers since the first quarter. So they had 5 in the first quarter. Kendall looking for a cutter. Not there. To Williams out top. Williams swings it right side to Husky. Husky drives, gets inside, steps through, lays it up and in. Brene Husky's been doing it all night off the drive. This time she gets a chance to finish. She's been fouled every other time. And she had a big girl, Emily Bourne, on her, 5'11", and Husky just blew right past her. Beck with it out top. Warriors up 55-22. Beck with a runner from 18 feet. No good. Roberts battling. Roberts gets the rebound and gets it to Williams. Williams ahead to Husky, and Husky will slow it down as she crosses half court. 6 minutes to go in this one. Husky, right side to Roberts, down in the corner to Kendall. 18-footer, no good. Long rebound. Beck gets it. Fighting Williams for it. Beck throws it ahead, and a steal by Kendall in the open floor. Courtney watching that ball as she ran down the floor and was able to track it down for the steal, playing a little free safety there. Left side, Knuth fakes the shot, got Bourne on her. Now swings it, skip pass to Williams. Williams drives in, kicks it back out to Knuth. Knuth with a little drive, pulls up, and misses the 15-footer, and the rebound pulled out of there by Davis. Davis gives to Beck. Beck slows down at half court, and she's fouled by Knuth. That'll be the 15th foul on the Warriors. And Reg wants a timeout. Audrey Clark coming into the game. She's going to replace Brene. Reg calls a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here. So Audrey getting into the game, 5'18", the first freshman from the Warriors to get in the game tonight. Might see another one, we'll see. 5'18 left to go, 55-22, Warrior dominating lead. It's Maylin Williams with 16 points, Healy Graham with 14, and then lots of help from their friends. 4 from Rosenbaum, 4 from Hatch, 4 from Husky, 5 from Plummer, 6 for Croxford, 2 from Roberts. It's just a good balanced scoring attack for the Warriors here all night long. And really did their damage in that second quarter when they had a 17-2 second quarter scoring advantage over the Eagles and kind of put that game away. It was an 8-point lead after one. It was a 25-point lead after two. Corner three by Risinger. No good on the inbound. Rebound by Davis. Gets it back out to Beck. Beck, Warriors in man-to-man defense now, but somebody is playing zone. Courtney's playing zone. She's got to find her man. They get it out to Bourne on the left wing. She kicks it back out on top. Ropp for three, left alone, misses. Good box out down there, and Williams gets the rebound. Williams slows it down. Looking for somebody to pop out. Goes to Knuth on the left side. Knuth looking for a cutter, not there. Goes to Roberts out top, swings it right side to Williams. Williams fakes, starts to drive, gets in. Swings up a hard left hand off the glass. I think she just kind of ran out of options there. And the rebound by Bourne. Beck brings it up. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. And the bench is going to be emptied here, I think, for the Eagles. The next dead ball. Ropp with it. Right side to Beck. Down in the corner to Risinger. Tries to go down low. Clark knocks it away. And it's saved by Bourne. Saves it right back inbounds to Davis, who puts it up and in. That was a great defensive play by Audrey, but and a better save by Bourne. Williams gets stripped by Beck. Williams is going to pick up the foul, trying to get the ball back. That's going to be Maylin's foul. And into the game Roberts and Atkins and Miller and somebody else. I didn't see who else came in. Allman. Miller with it. Swings it right side. Warriors should be a man-to-man, but they're not all playing man-to-man. But Williams ends up with a steal anyway because she came across late to cover her man. Williams swings it to Clark on the right side. Clark working her way down. Going baseline. Turns and got called for the travel on the footwork there. Got herself a little deep on the baseline. Reg says, hey, just go up. Don't worry about being too fancy down there. 3:48 to go. 55-24, Warrior lead. So now the Warriors in a 1-3-1. Looks like everybody's on the same page now. Allman gets away with a high dribble there. Kicks it out to Roberts. Roberts back to Allman. Left side. Now they go out on top to Allman. Left side to Miller again. Cross court to Roberts. Roberts. Warriors back in man-to-man here. A nice reverse lay-in missed there by Atkins and Roberts with the rebound. To Kendall. Kendall ahead. Her pass knocked out of bounds. Reg says, hey, that pass has got to go up higher than that. And Knuth down. I think she rolled an ankle. Comes up a little gimpy there. We've got a timeout taken on the floor here. Hale in. Going to get Knuth out of the game. She must have rolled an ankle or something. I didn't see it. The pass was intended for her. It was picked off. So she might have been trying to change directions real quick and just tweaked an ankle. She walks off the floor. So just a little tweak. Warriors basketball. Kendall gets it into Hale. Cheyenne with it. Sophomore point guard to Williams. Williams swings it left side to fellow sophomore. Kendall to Williams. Williams misses the shot. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Miller with another foul. I tell you, I think Audrey Miller, the 5'11 freshman, looked better the first time we saw them on January 3rd than she does at this point in the season. So I'm not sure if she's just worn out from all the minutes she's played, what the situation is, but definitely not the same player that we saw earlier. Not that she was a dominant scorer or anything, but she was a bigger impact on the game. Williams hits the first free throw. Roberts out, and Sydney Stables into the game. Another one for Maylin coming. 3:05 left to go. Maylin hits the second one. And a timeout taken. Maylin coming out, and Becca Safransky coming into the game. And we've got a timeout. And it's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. This is Amity Warrior basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back after this message. Okay, Warrior fans, 3:05 left to go in the fourth quarter, 57-24. Warriors up. Stables, Clark, Kendall, Safransky, and Hale on the floor for the Warriors to finish out these last 3 minutes. I think that's it for bench players down there. I don't think anybody's on the bench that hasn't been in the game, so my guess is this is the group he wants to finish out. Allman gives it to Roberts. Roberts high post to Davis. Back to Roberts. Puts up a three. Good. Nobody got a hand up, and Sophie Roberts makes her first basket of the game. Hale. Top of the key extended out by the center circle. Goes to Clark on the right wing. Clark down in the corner to Kendall. Kendall starts to drive. Backs it out. To Stables on the right wing. Stables drives the left hand and traveled. Didn't know where she wanted to go with the ball, but she stopped dribbling. And that's the problem. Young player, either if you're going to stop, either to shoot or pass, know what you're going to do or don't give up your dribble. And she gave up her dribble, didn't know where she wanted to go with the ball, and then ended up being a little off balance. Allman. Allman looking for somebody out on top to Roberts by the center circle. Back to Allman. Warriors in man-to-man defense. Allman starts to drive. Kendall comes across the trap a little bit. I guess it's a zone defense. There's a pass down low to Atkins, and nobody has her. I'm not sure why Reg has these girls in a zone. They're not doing a good job in the zone. Put them back in man-to-man, they'd be better off, I think. Hale, the high dribble pass knocked away. She gets it back to Kendall on the right wing. Kendall crosses over the left hand, gets in the key, kicks it out to Stables. Stables starts to drive, puts up the shot. No good. Clark with a rebound, puts it up, and she's fouled. Almost put that one in. Audrey will go to the line to shoot two. Audrey with a good box out on the far side pinned her girl underneath the basket, and that gave her access to any ball that was long. Hannah Hatch giving her a bad time from the sideline here. Audrey takes her time. And the first foul shot is... rolls around and goes in. Audrey with her first point of the game. Audrey, a 5'8 freshman. Built like a defensive end. She'll take you down, Kimmy. She's one strong kid. Second one, buries that one also. So Audrey Clark, 2 out of 2, helps that foul shooting percentage for the team tonight. Minute 45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors in a 1-3-1 zone still. Left side, Miller for three, no good. Long rebound off a couple of hands and out of bounds. I have no idea who went off. They think it went off of a Warrior. They'll give the ball back to the Eagles. Warriors up 30. 59-29. 1-3-1 for the Warriors. Swing it right side to Allman down in the corner. They trap her down there. Back to Allman. Allman knocked away, and that's a foul on Kendall, and that'll put Allman on the line. What Reg didn't want, he told them, no fouls. Puts us in the bonus. Puts Allman on the line to shoot 1-1. Don't forget, Warrior boys here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, against the Willamina Bulldogs. Allman misses the foul shot. Clark tips it and can't save it. And they're going to give it to, I think it did go off of Audrey. So a missed free throw, but the Warriors can't capitalize on that as Allman misses her free throw attempt. Allman goes in the corner to Roberts. Roberts misses the jumper. Allman with the rebound. Puts it back up and in on a long rebound there on the baseline. Kendall gets it. Pushes up the right side. Back over to Hale. Hale to Stables. Stables puts up a deep two. No good. Kendall with a long rebound. Kendall lops it down to Clark. Clark, bounce, turn, and misses the inside shot. She's battling for it. Allman comes out of there with it. Allman over to Miller. Clark got a little too deep there on that shot. Roberts back to Miller. Miller to Allman, top of the key, right side. Swings it back to Miller. Miller, 22-footer from the left angle. No good. Ball tipped by Safransky, and looks like Atkins with the basket and the foul. She's got 11 points in the game. Leah Atkins, a 5'6 sophomore, just right place at the right time there. Warriors kind of discombobulated. One of the tough things to do in a zone defense is to box people out. There's a tendency to kind of stand around and watch, and that's what they did. Atkins hits the free throw. She's 2 out of 3 from there tonight, and she has 12 now in the game. Second leading scorer for the Eagles. Safransky gets it into Kendall. A little full court man pressure here from the Eagles. Kendall working against Miller, and there's a high dribble and a carry by Kendall. 42 seconds left to go. Warriors up 59-34. Allman with it. Works left. Hooks a pass out to Roberts. 18-footer on the baseline. No good. Safransky tips it, and Stables comes down with it. Stables got to learn to look up the floor. She had Kendall wide open, and the ball knocked away from her and out of bounds. Sydney's got to get stronger with that basketball. Kendall will inbound on the far sideline. Almost in the corner. Courtney hooks it down to Safransky, tipped away and out of bounds. Warrior basketball still out in the corner. Safransky with a good hard cut, just not able to pull that pass in as it was tipped away. There's a pass across, knocked away by Miller. Tended for Hale. Miller in the open floor, drives in hard, and she is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. It's going to be on Kendall. Her second, 9th team foul on the Warriors. 20 seconds left to go in this one. Miller to the line. Freshman has not scored in the game. And she still hasn't scored in the game as she misses the free throw. One more coming for the freshman, 5'11". Good-looking basketball player, but seems to have lost confidence since we saw her earlier in the season. Thought she was much more aggressive then. Hits the second free throw, so she's in the scorebook tonight. Fransky gets it into Kendall. Kendall hooks a pass ahead to Stables. Stables drives down to Clark. Clark knocked away, gets it back, goes baseline, hooks it up, and it will not stay in. She's missed 3 of them in there. She gets a steal, though, on the rebound. Clark out, and her pass stolen away by Roberts. Audrey should have just shot that ball. And that's the buzzer, folks. After 4, the Warriors with a 59-35 win. And they move on to the district championship game Saturday night, 5 o'clock from Central High School. I believe that's the start time. Might be 5:30, but I think it's 5 o'clock. It won't be any earlier than that. So until then, for girls basketball, we are done. For boys basketball, we're back on the air tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. If you can't be here for the game for the boys against Willamina, make sure you're tuning in and listening. Should be a good crowd on hand tomorrow night. This is a team that the Warriors lost to twice during the regular season. Last time they played on this floor, they lost by 1 point. In early January, and that was a game without Kodiak Egger or Tommy Jackson. Probably still not going to have Tommy Jackson back, but Kodiak is healthy. All right, let me get some totals for you here. I gave them to you a little while ago. I'll give them to you again. Maylin Williams was 16 tonight to lead all scorers. Morgan Croxford had 6. Keely Graham had 14. Hannah Hatch with 4. Brene Husky with 4. Plummer with 5. Roberts with 2. Clark with 2, and Rosenbaum with 4. Ropp led the way with 14, and Atkins had 12 for the Eagles. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. So until tomorrow night, have a good evening, and go Warriors!